Fans, we had two losses this week, and they were special people to sports fans here in the Bay Area. The first one was Chester Farrow, and it may not be a name that everyone knows, but he was an employee of the Oakland Athletics since 1968. A very, very special man. I played softball with him in the senior softball league over in Concord for a number of years. He was the ball strike operator of the scoreboard, always had a kind word for everybody. He was a teacher at Monta Vista High School as well, and he passed away this week. But when we got to the ballpark, Chester Farrow always had candy for someone. He was the life of the scoreboard area for everybody. Had dinner with him almost every night when I did my games over in Oakland, and he passed away this week. Joe Salvatore had a chance to interview Chester Farrow, and Joe stood in for me, and it was way back, I think it was the early 2000s, probably when Bonnie and Greg got married. I think Joe did the show for me that weekend, and he had a chance to talk with Chester Farrow. So here's Joe Salvatore and Chester Farrow talking some baseball for a wonderful, wonderful, very sweet man, a great loss here in the Bay Area. Here's Joe and Chester Farrow.
And back here at the Coliseum, I'm Joe Salvatore in for Marty Lurie, and we have a special guest, Chester Farrow. Now, Chester, if you don't know who he is, he's the one that runs the electronic scoreboards that you see here at the Coliseum. He's been doing it for 33 years, 1969. Chester, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, Joe. Thanks for having me aboard. And actually, it's 34 years, my 34th season.
Wow.
It's a beautiful thing, you know. And by the way, if you've never been out here this early, and I usually don't come out to the park this early up here to see batting practice and so forth, hello, come on out. I mean, if you've got a ticket, come a little early one of these days. Enjoy this. This looks great.
Yeah, it's a beautiful night out here at the Coliseum. We expect to see quite a few folks out here because obviously this game, very important. It's a four-game series that the A's need to win at least three, and it should be very exciting tonight at the Coliseum. Now, Chester, obviously you've seen a lot in the 30-plus years you've been at the Coliseum, and you also get a different vantage point than most people do because of where we are, how high up we are, and you can also see little tendencies in players and little things that you can actually point out to people that maybe in the dugout don't see.
No, it's a very good point you make, Joel, and it's funny. Okay, I used to play ball in high school and college. All right. Okay, one of them was like 1993. Maybe it was right after the Dennis Eckersley had that wonderful Cy Young year in 92. And I'm watching, because I have to watch every pitch. And I'm watching and I see Dennis is walking around the mound. He's not aggressive. He's not, every pitch. He'll walk. So I went down and I went to the clubhouse and I asked Steve Vucinich if I could talk to Dennis Eckersley, and he came out, and here's what I told him. I just simply said, listen, I've been the scoreboard operator here since 69. I've seen every pitch that you've ever thrown at the Oakland Coliseum, whether you were a starter or a reliever. And what I've observed as you're relieving, walking around the mound, I can't understand it. I have some things I want to tell you. He says, you know, my wife has been telling me that. What are you doing walking around? I said, well, for whatever it's worth, I came up with this little thing called FIT. F-I-T. You need to stay focused. My God, what are you doing walking around? That's crazy. You need to stay intense. One of the things that the batters have always kind of feared is the intensity of those steely eyes and what have you. Stay intense. And the final one, T, is tempo. My God, the tempo that you've always had is get on the mound, throw the ball, get the ball back, throw again. And in fact, he didn't really care about whether there's a runner on base. And now, I'm not saying that I helped his career or whatever like that, but it was amazing. We got along fine, and he didn't mind me sharing that with him. Then there was one other one I saw, and this was like around 1990, and it was with Dave Stewart. And Dave Stewart had a small problem that was easy to see from above when you're doing balls and strikes every day. And the problem was that when he threw a split finger, he spent a lot of time locking those fingers around the ball. And when he threw a fastball, he just grabbed it and threw it. Well, geez, after a while, you can see that pattern. And so then what am I going to do? All right, so in the press lounge, I see Sandy Alderson, and I walk up to him, and I sit down at the table. He's with two other gentlemen. I said, Sandy, listen, I need to talk to you because I've noticed something from Dave Stewart. He said, not here. Come with me. So we go up the elevator right here. You know how we go upstairs, and he stopped it in between the second and third floor. And he says, tell me, what did you see? And the answer is, you know, I told him about spending so much time. And the following outing that he had, from then on, he was no longer, you couldn't figure him out anymore. Why? Whether a fastball or a split finger, he took the same amount of time fidgeting with the ball the same amount. And so that kind of helped out and so forth. But these are the things that I could see. But like I say, I don't feel comfortable like if I see Jermaine Dye pulling away from the ball, and he doesn't usually do that. Hello, they've got experts down there that see that all the time. And like I say, I used to play ball, and the last thing I wanted is someone helping me hit the ball and get out of here. But on the pitching thing, I felt that, you know, I could share that.
And that's something that obviously the A's would like to know, because if he's tipping pitches or doing a thing, that, you know, rhythm change, obviously they're going to, the opposing teams are going to pick that
but
up.
But you see what's funny, Joe, is it becomes a little bit of a quandary, which is I'm just a scoreboard operator guy. You know, I used to be a former teacher. So what could I possibly share? So you, I had a lot of inhibitions about, and then finally I said, come on, if I see something, go share it. And you know what I find? They're quite accepting of what you have to say.
Oh, yeah, they're very receptive to, if something is being pinpointed by, true, quote-unquote, the common fan, because we have the high vantage point,
right,
then they must be thinking, well, gee, if an experienced professional can see it, we better readjust.
And they were both very good about it.
Yeah, well, Chester, we talked about the fact that you've been here since 1969. Of course, at that time, that was the Charlie Finley regime.
Yes.
And I know you talked about this before, but people may not know how you got that job in 1969.
Well, in 1969, I was a high school teacher at Monta Vista High School. And I also was a football coach there. One of the kids that I coached, his father was the assistant general manager of the Coliseum. His name was Don Warner. Don Warner came in and saw all of his coaches in March of 1969 and said, Charlie Finley has just built all these new scoreboards. We need two people to operate these, and we're going to try out a bunch of different people. Would you guys like to maybe do it? So two of us from the coaching staff went ahead and tried it, and we went against 18 or 19 other people. And to make a long story short, let's go like this. They required homework. And one of the things that we did as teachers is we know homework. We know how to study and so then we prepared ourselves. And these are on computers. For those of you out there that are early computer people, we did an IBM 1131. And that was a 19-inch hard drive with 1 meg of memory. That's hard drive memory, 1 meg. Well, you couldn't do too much and so forth, but nonetheless, that's how I got it, and we went from there.
And I know that during the Charlie Finley era, especially towards the end, a lot of things weren't working as well as they should.
That's a cute... Wait a minute. Let me just tell you something about that now that you bring that up. The scoreboards were starting to fail, let's say, around 1976, okay? Well, free agency came. Charlie Finley says, I'm bailing out. I'm not going to keep the boards up and so forth and so on. They were in such disrepair that by 1980, when the club was sold, I was also sold to the Coliseum. I was bought. In other words, the A's scoreboard operator is now being, my checks actually came from the Oakland Coliseum. I then worked for them. And there was a man named Larry Goldman, who's like a genius, and he was a Mac writer or Apple writer, whatever. He wrote software and so forth and still does. And so he came and upgraded the system and so forth, and it was much better than when Charlie ever owned it and so forth. But for 3 years there, 80, 81, and 82, my checks were actually paid for by the Oakland Coliseum.
And then you eventually became part of the A's family?
Again, no, in other words, I've been bought and sold a couple of times. You know, there's nothing to it. In other words, I work for the A's, I work for the Coliseum, I work for the A's, I work for Finley, I work for the Haas family, I work for Hoffman and Schott, and... It's been a wonderful thing.
And you've seen a lot of great baseball here over the years.
Absolutely. In other words, I'm really keyed up because, let's go like this. I've been watching the games on television, which the A's have been on. And the drama, let's go like this. If you pay $7, $8, I don't know what it is to cost to a movie, go to a movie these days. I haven't been in so long. But that being said, You want drama. You want highs, lows, everything. The A's have been providing that for us. And now what's wonderful is that in August and now September, we don't have dog days, which is playing out the string, kind of like the Texas Rangers. We are right in the middle of it. And the Bay Area should be thrilled right now because what do we got? We got the Giants going down to L.A. and they're one game ahead in the wild card. And now Angels come here and they're ahead by one and... It's wonderful.
It's a really great time. And,
no, it's wonderful.
It should be great baseball over the next week, and Chester will be here every time you see a balls and strikes. This is the man that does it.
And by the way, let me just tell the audience, when there's a strike called and I put a ball or vice versa, please just understand, it's a senior moment.
Or it's Joe Brinkman, who's very, very difficult behind the plate.
Yeah, Tim McClellan, too. There's a few of them, what have you. But it's funny that Sandy Alderson, I sent him an email. And I said, because he's in charge of the umpires, and I said, what are we going to do about these guys with their showboatmen? But they don't help me on the balls and strikes and so forth. And he says, well, we got a guy like Tim McClellan. He's awfully slow. He's agonizing. But the players think he does an excellent ball and strike call. So now what do you do? And so he's got a small dilemma there, not easily repaired.
Because obviously it's the verbal that the players get, and we've got to wait for the visual.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Well, Chester, it's been great. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, thank you, Joe. Thank you.
And, you know, great job as always. And, of course, like I said, he's the one who's responsible for the scoreboards tonight and every night here at the Coliseum.
Joe, thanks so much for that. Chester, we love you. We'll miss you. Rest in peace. More coming up. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.